Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Chuck. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll about youth substance usage funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Just to make sure we're speaking with people of all ages, are you over 21?
Yes.
Okay. Are you from 21 to 29, from 30 to 49, from 50 to 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
50 to 64, thank you. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teenagers in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of your answer, just give me your best guess. Know that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth usage, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. So how often do you think most teenagers in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor in general?
I guess I don't understand that. What is it, a percentage? Is it a time?
Oh, I can give you the options. The option says daily. The other one says once a week. The other one says twice a month. The other one says once a month. The other one says once or twice a year. The other one says tried once or twice, and the other one says never.
Once a month.
Once a month. Thank you. How often do you think most teenagers in your school district use cannabis or marijuana in any form?
Once a month.
Once a month. Thank you. How often do you think most teenagers in your school district use vaping devices or electronic cigarettes?
It's a weird, weekly, once a week.
Once a week. Okay.
I mean, you're asking about a time for in general of the whole population of the school.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what do you think is the average, like, from your perspective?
Well, I mean, you average out, if there's 100 students and 20 of them drink every day, that's a weird way to phrase the question. You know what I mean? Anyway, go ahead. Yeah. I don't mean to screw you up. I just.
No, it's fine. Thank you. Well, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance usage in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, if you agree, if you disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know. For each statement, I will also ask for your opinion about most adults in your community think. If you are not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. That's going to be really useful too. The first statement is, most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide the youth with marijuana.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I mean,
sure. It says most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. That's a statement. You may say that you strongly agree with that, you just agree with that.
That we should pass a law that allows adults to buy weed for kids? Is that what the question is?
No, it says most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Bro, I strongly agree with that. I mean, I strongly think that they would be opposed to that.
Okay, thank you. The next statement says, I believe adults who supply vape products or electronic cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yes, I agree with that. I agree that most agree with that.
Okay, thank you. Vaping or using electronic cigarettes, it's never a good thing for teenagers to do.
I would say it's probably a bad thing, yes.
Okay, would you say that you strongly agree, or which would you think?
I greatly agree.
Okay, thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or electronic cigarettes.
No, I think they would strongly agree with that.
Thank you. Parents should not let teenagers vape or use electronic cigarettes.
that most, I think most people would, I strongly agree. I don't know. What's not, well, not the top one, but the one right below that.
Okay. Thank you. The next one says, parents should not let teenagers use alcohol.
Probably agree with that.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teenagers use alcohol.
Didn't you just ask that?
I'm sorry?
Didn't you just ask me that?
Yeah, most adults
Did
in
you
my
say...
community. Yeah?
Yeah, I would say that most adults think they shouldn't buy kids booze.
Oh, okay. But the part of the how it works is how you agree with the statement. Would you say you strongly agree?
I agree with the statement, yeah.
Agree. Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
I agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
I agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yes, I agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teenagers to do.
I would agree with that.
Thank you. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or electronic cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I agree with that.
Thank you. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I agree with that.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teenagers to do. Would you like me to repeat it?
No, I'm just trying to. Personally, I think the drinking age should be 18. You're an adult. You're an adult. But that's not the question.
Okay.
I agree with that statement.
Okay. Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think vaping or using electronic cigarettes is never a good thing for teenagers to do.
No, yeah, I agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt laws that make it legal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
They should adopt laws to make it legal?
No, adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
It's already illegal.
So you
well,
agree?
I would. I agree. I agree that we have laws that make it illegal to buy weed for kids. So
okay.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, thank you. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teenagers to do. Do you agree with that? Or is
yes.
Only agree? Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teenagers to do. Do you strongly agree with that or agree?
I guess I sort of agree with that.
Okay, thank you.
It'd be hypocritical to say. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using electronic cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teenagers vape or use electronic cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or electronic cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Thank you. Just three more subjective statements and we are done with the statement. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using electronic cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teenagers use marijuana.
Are you still counting, what are you counting, teenager? 21 years old or 18 years old?
Well, it's all what the statement says. I think it will be under 21 since it's the age that's mentioned here.
Just agree, not like super strong.
Okay, thank you. And the last one, most adults in my community think parents should not let teenagers use marijuana.
Sort of agree.
Thank you. Okay, the next one, we went all the way to the 90% of the survey. Just I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Like daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice
daily.
A year? Daily. Okay, thank you. And how often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form, other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor?
Never.
Never. Thank you. How often do you use vaping devices or electronic cigarettes?
Never.
Never. Thank you. And now I just have a final question for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard message or materials in the media that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
I'm sorry, you have to repeat all of that. I wasn't quite sure what the question, what you're...
Oh, sure.
Go ahead, read it again.
Okay, so far, this school year, how many times have you seen or heard a message or materials in the media that say that most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
I haven't seen anything about it.
Nothing. Okay. So how would you describe your own ethnicity? Would you say you're white? Are you Hispanic or Latino? Are you black?
I am white as hell.
White as hell. Okay.
My family came over on the Mayflower. That's a joke. They literally did.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So as a token of our appreciation, the Grow Frazee Burgas Coalition will donate $10 for the survey that you just completed. So up to a total donation of $3,000. So please choose an organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. Would you prefer the Cornerstone or the Frazee Burgas Area Community Club?
Frazee Burgas Community Club.
Okay. Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time, and we really appreciate your opinion.
I thank you for calling.
It was a pleasure. Thank you again. Have a
you
nice
bet.
Day.
Bye. You too. Bye.